Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Wednesday, October the 15th, in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Good Wednesday morning to you. We are halfway through the month of October. We are halfway through the Gospels series. We're gospeling now. We're at mile 13, really, of the 26.2. The half marathon is being completed today. So, let's dive right in. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, we're jumping into Luke, third gospel, first chapter. Our entry today is entitled, The Greatest Consecration of Faith in the Bible. That's bold, I know. Our text, Luke chapter 1, verses 34 to 38. Hear now the word of the Lord. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. As we launch into gospel number 3, I am remembering a children's Sunday school class story. The teacher asked the children to define faith. As they went around the room giving their various Jesus-y answers, one smug kid spoke up with his answer. Faith is having the audacity to believe that what Starting again, faith is having the audacity to believe what you know is not true. In truth, nothing could be further from the truth. You see, that is having faith in faith, believing what you know is not true. Luke is writing so that we will have faith in God. Here's a better working definition of faith. Faith is having the audacity to risk everything on what you know to be the truth, the Word of God. This is why Luke is writing us this account. Hear it from his chapter 1, verse 1. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. Luke opens with the story of Zechariah, the priest, who while on duty encountered an angelic being who told him his aged wife would become pregnant. I want us to note Zechariah's response to the angel. Luke 1:18, Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." Faith does not ask, "How can I be sure of this?" Faith acts on the truth of the revelation. Zechariah found himself struck dumb, unable to speak, as a result of his lack of faith, until what was decreed did happen. Now, let's look at Mary, who also encounters an angelic being who says to her, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." That's Luke 1:31. Notice how Mary responds. "And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?'" She does not ask Zechariah's question, "How can I be sure?" She accepts the fact and asks, rather, how it will happen, since she does not intend on having intimate relations with a man until she is married. And the angel tells her how it will happen. "And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.'" Despite this unprecedented declaration, Mary doubles down now with perhaps the most powerful consecration of faith in the whole Bible. "And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.'" Faith is having the audacity to risk everything on what you know to be the truth, the word of God. And did you notice our watchword? Yep, Mary called the angel to behold. I want Mary's consecration of faith to become our consecration of faith henceforth on this gospeling journey. "And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.'" Let's pray. Lord Jesus, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. I'll say it again. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And now for good measure, I will say it yet again. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. And in your name, Jesus, amen. All right. You ready for a journal entry today? This is going to be a good one. Did your teacher ever ask you or require you to write a phrase in your tablet or on the chalkboard at school? For example, I will not talk in class. That's one I remember. I will not talk in class. I will not talk in class. I wonder if teachers do that anymore. We'd have to fill up pages with stuff like that. Well, let's turn this exercise in a positive direction. I want you to write this consecrative word of faith in your journal today. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. So let's start with 10 times. Now, some of you, I know, overachievers, you're going to fill the page. And some of you are going to make word art out of it. And how about we maybe see some photos of the outcomes on our Facebook group page? I linked it in the entry today in the email. You can find it there. And we'll be watching for your request and let you in. But just for fun, we're going to sing here in a minute. One of the more recent hymns, it's a 1981. A lot of you will know it. It's kind of a little bit of a classic already. It's called Here I Am, Lord. It's a hymn of consecration. I love how in our Great Redeemer's Praise, we've got an entire section of hymns on commitment and consecration. This is number 589. Here I am, Lord. It's beautiful. It sounds like Mary. And so we are now launched in the Gospel of Luke with a most incredible, improbable story. You will conceive a child. She's like, okay. How's that going to happen? Because I'm a virgin now. What's going to be the way this happens? It seems like since this is going to be happening to my body, it'd be good for me to know. She didn't ask. How can I be sure? Really? Are you sure? She goes in the faith direction. And that's how we want to be. I know I can tend to lean on the, are you sure about that, God? Are you sure? When really I want to be on the side of Mary and like, let's prepare the way for the Lord. Let's do what he's asking us. Let's get ready. Do what it takes. Here, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. It's just like I call it consecration because she's saying, I'm not my own. I'm the servant of the Lord. Now let it be to me according to your word. And that word takes on all kinds of shapes, doesn't it? There's a whole book of it. And he's speaking all sorts of variations of it by the Spirit in our lives. What's he saying to you right now? When you say that to him, let it be to me according to your word. What is that word? How is it fleshing out? Is there a text? Is there a sense of the Lord that you're getting? Write that in your journal today. As we turn toward our song today, I just want to remind you, coming up on Monday night, October 27th, we got a special session for you. I'm going to be leading a workshop called How to Read the Bible Better. And I put all the notes in the email today, and there's a link to it. Small fee and scholarships available. But, guys, there's no better way to invest our resources and our time than in how do we understand better the Word of God. Let it be to me according to your word. We'll be getting into a little bit of that when we're in this 90-minute course. That's all it is, just 90 minutes, 6:30 to 8 o'clock Central Time. Love for you to join us. Just check it out. It's in the PS today. Are you ready to sing? I am. 589. Here we go. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people's cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them. They turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. Amen. That's consecration right there. Here I am. Send me. That's right off the lips of Isaiah. That's right off the lips of Moses. That's right off the lips of Abraham. That's right off the lips of Mary. That's right off the lips of Hannah. This is the invitation, consecration. Behold, the servant. I am the servant of the Lord. Here I am. Let it be with me according to your word. That prayer will take you to places like no other prayer. And we're praying it today. That's our seed. We'll be headed to the fields today. You got yours. I got mine. I'll be looking for you. Got a big day tomorrow planned for us. Chris Tomlin's coming back. It's gonna be one of his biggest songs ever. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.